Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Trust by Dr. Henry Cloud, a New York Times bestselling author renowned for his insightful psychological guidance and leadership acumen. Published in 2023, Trust serves as a sensitive and practical guide to understanding this pivotal aspect of human interactions. In Trust, Dr. Cloud explores the profound importance of trust in our personal, professional, and familial relationships. He presents a clear framework of the five key elements required to build and sustain trust, offering valuable strategies for leaders, individuals, and families alike. This book is an essential read for anyone aiming to forge deeper connections, restore broken trust, or lead more effectively within an organization. With his extensive experience as a clinical psychologist and consultant to top CEOs and Fortune 500 companies, Dr. Cloud brings a wealth of expertise to this subject. His previous works, including Boundaries and Necessary Endings, have sold nearly 20 million copies, attesting to his profound impact on readers around the world. Trust is tailored for leaders seeking to foster a trusting environment in their organizations, individuals striving to deepen their personal relationships, and anyone looking to heal and rebuild trust. Tune in to this episode as we summarize the core insights and actionable advice from Trust, helping you navigate and enhance the trust dynamics in your life. Trust, knowing when to give it, when to withhold it, how to earn it, and how to fix it when it gets broken. Introduction: Understanding the essence of trust, build and rebuild vital connections. Trust and believe in people, said Anton Chekhov, recognizing that without this essential element, life's relationships falter. Trust acts like a silent force that underpins various aspects of our lives, from personal bonds to global systems like business, government, and justice. But the real questions remain. Who deserves your trust? How can you inspire trustworthiness in others towards you? And importantly, how do you become a person others can rely upon? Today's discussion dives into the critical elements that form the backbone of trust. Here you'll discover the five cardinal components necessary for cultivating trust in both personal and public spheres. Moreover, understanding the dynamics of trust doesn't stop at creation. Sometimes trust breaks down. When it does, it's crucial to know the steps necessary for mending broken trust and opening your heart and mind to trust once again, renewing and deepening relationships that matter. Join us as we unravel the secrets to building a trusted network and restoring confidence in relationships where trust might have diminished. Through these insights, trust becomes more than just a concept. It transforms into actionable steps towards creating lasting, reliable connections. Part 1. Trust, the glue of life. Trust isn't just a nice to have. It's the very foundation of our existence. From the first breaths we draw, cradled in the arms of our caregivers, trust is fundamental. As we journey through life, this circle of trust widens to include more of our world: friends, family, and the communities we're part of. Research underscores the substantial benefits of trust. Individuals who emanate and cultivate trust typically enjoy better physical health and are happier and more satisfied with life. This isn't confined to personal realms, it extends into professional lives too. Trusted leaders wield more influence, and brands that earn consumer trust reap success and profitability. Furthermore, teams with a strong mutual trust outshine their skeptical counterparts, excelling across diverse performance metrics. On a macro scale, trust even shapes nations. A country with high levels of interpersonal trust sees more robust economic development, thanks to enhanced investments and fluid capital movements. Having established the significance of trust on multiple planes, we now delve into the crucial steps needed to foster this invaluable asset. Each step not only enhances personal relations, but also strengthens professional interactions, ultimately contributing to broader societal health and prosperity. Part 2. Start with empathy to nurture trust. Imagine being thrust into a high-stakes situation where you're the negotiator dealing with a bank robber who has taken a child hostage. The robber, now a desperate hostage taker, is on the other end of your phone line. What's your initial move? Convince him of the risks? Plead for the child's safety? Surprisingly, neither. Your first act is to engage in something far more foundational: listening. What's your name? What brought you here today? How are you feeling right now? It seems counterintuitive, especially with a child's life hanging in the balance, to focus on making the hostage taker feel heard and understood. Yet, this initial act of listening is where effective hostage negotiations often start. Hostage negotiators are versed in the powerful art of empathy and active listening. These skills are crucial, as the first step in building trust is to foster understanding. This is not about persuading or manipulating, but about genuinely getting to know the other person and showing real empathy. We're hardwired to respond positively when we feel truly seen and heard. This sensation of recognition triggers a softening, a readiness to open up in return. In contrast, when someone seems overly focused on their goals without considering our perspective, it creates a barrier to trust. This principle holds true beyond life or death scenarios. In business, before you can successfully pitch a product or service to customers, you first need to deeply understand their needs and experiences. Successful enterprises invest time in learning about their clients' lives and challenges before attempting a direct selling approach. After achieving understanding, the second vital ingredient in trust building is ensuring your motives are aligned with the best interests of others. People naturally wonder about the intentions of those they interact with. Are they considering my well-being? While self-interest is normal, trust deepens when we believe someone genuinely cares about our outcomes and not just their own. Understanding and aligning motives are the cornerstones of building trust, in crises, in businesses, and in everyday interactions. Now, let's explore further into the other critical elements essential for cultivating trust. Part 3. Completing the trust puzzle. 3 more essential elements. Imagine you're embarking on the thrilling yet daunting journey of starting your own business. You think of bringing a lifelong friend along as a co-founder. You two share history and mutual understanding, but does this personal trust translate to a professional partnership? Here, we introduce the third critical element of trust: ability. Trust is not just about good intentions, it's about capability. For your startup to succeed, your partner must possess the necessary skills and experience. If your friend excels in loyalty but lacks the technical expertise required in your industry, their suitability as a co-founder might be questionable. Beyond skills, the fourth cornerstone of trust comes into play: character. It's not only about what your co-founder can do, but who they are. Attributes like perseverance, integrity, and self-control are fundamental. Depending on the relationship, be it business or personal, different traits like flexibility or emotional intelligence might be crucial. But we're not done yet. The fifth and final ingredient of trust is the track record. A person's past actions are often the most reliable indicator of their future behavior. Just like the familiar layout of the house you grew up in, a solid track record provides a comforting predictability and stability, creating a robust foundation for trust. These three elements, ability, character, and track record, join understanding and aligned motives to form a comprehensive model for trust. Whether you're forming new partnerships, hiring employees, or even navigating personal relationships, assessing these five facets can guide you in building solid, trustworthy connections. But what if trust is broken? As life is unpredictable, missteps and misunderstandings can fracture even the strongest bonds. Let's explore how to rebuild trust and move forward from betrayal. Part 4. Navigating the challenging path to restoring trust. Warren Buffett poignantly remarked, "It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it." This insight reveals the fragile nature of trust and the monumental effort required to rebuild it once shattered. Consider the profound betrayal of a spouse caught in an affair. This situation embodies the Herculean task of regaining lost trust, aptly described as trust building on hard mode. While the road to restoring trust can be arduous, and success isn't a given, it is indeed possible. Let's explore the intricate process through 6 pivotal steps that can help mend the cracks caused by betrayal. Initially, the journey begins with you, the betrayed. Healing is your first task. Betrayal shakes the very core of your being, jeopardizing your sense of stability and safety. It's vital to allow time for this healing, seeking the support of trusted friends and embracing their care and understanding as you navigate through this turbulent period. The subsequent step requires courage, moving towards forgiveness. It's essential to understand that forgiveness doesn't imply condoning the betrayal. Rather, it recognizes the wrong and consciously decides to let go. This act of forgiveness isn't so much about the betrayer as it is a liberating gift to yourself, allowing emotional closure and the opportunity to move forward with less burden. Thirdly, it's crucial to reflect on your desires and expectations for the future. Do you wish to sever ties, or could there be a space for reconciliation? If you lean towards mending the relationship, the fourth step of assessing the potential for reconciliation comes into play. This means evaluating whether the relationship can be restored to a healthy state, contingent on genuine remorse and responsibility from your betrayer, paired with your willingness to forgive. At this juncture, revisit the 5 foundational ingredients of trust: understanding, motive, ability, character, and track record. With the betrayer's admissions and renewed commitments, it's important to continually gauge these elements, ensuring they align with the trust you're slowly trying to rebuild. The final stride in this journey requires observing tangible signs of transformation. It's insufficient for a formerly unfaithful spouse to merely cease their hurtful actions temporarily. You need concrete evidence of lasting change. Look for genuine efforts that demonstrate a new direction and a steadfast change in character, reinforcing the hopeful permanence of their transformation. Restoring trust isn't merely about returning to how things were, but building something stronger and more resilient. While the process is demanding and requires significant emotional investment from both parties, the outcome can lead to a relationship that's not only repaired but profoundly enriched. Final summary. Trust serves as the cornerstone of all our interactions, be it personal, familial, or professional. Understanding the key components that foster trust and knowing how to mend it if broken are pivotal. Trust is fundamentally built on 5 critical pillars: understanding, motive, ability, character, and track record. Each of these elements plays a crucial role in establishing and sustaining trust within any relationship. In cases where trust has faltered, there is a meticulous 6-step recovery process that can guide you through the delicate task of rehabilitation. Whether or not trust can be restored depends greatly on the context of the betrayal and the commitment of involved parties to the healing process. By following these guided steps, you can assess and decide the best course of action for your relationships, aiming towards a resolution that either reestablishes a solid foundation of trust or wisely acknowledges irreparable differences. Remember, the journey of trust is continuous and demands attentiveness and sincerity at every step. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.